Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Congressman Rodney Davis is with us right now. He is the Illinois District 13th representative in Congress. And I know you're a no vote. You had one Democrat cross the aisle to vote no against this. The rest of them voted yes. No Republicans did, but yet there it goes. It passes. Congressman, welcome back to the show. Glad to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me on again. Yeah, it was actually like Groundhog Day again, Annie. I had to deal with this issue last Congress. And we stood up, we fought back, zero Republicans supported it. And here we are today. And I'm just shocked we had one Democrat vote with us. And he's publicly said now, a lot of the arguments we made about campaigns, congressional campaigns, getting public money to be able to access millions more in their own campaign accounts, that message of we don't want that was resonating enough to peel off a Democrat.
Well, you know, it's good to see that there was one who was affected by that. Talk to me a little bit more about your concerns with H.R. 1 and your no vote here, along with the rest of the Republicans in the House. What do Americans need to know in plain text here what this bill does?
Well, I led the charge once again because this bill has jurisdiction under the House Administration Committee that I lead for our side. And if anybody watched any of the debate, and I guarantee you would have seen me talking about this new publicly funded campaign contribution scheme that the Democrats cooked up. Every single Democrat who supported this bill voted themselves access to $7.2 million in corporate money that they would get into their own campaign accounts and control themselves. The first corporate money that is eligible to be given to congressional campaigns, to members of Congress, would have been made legal in this bill. It's then laundered into the Department of Treasury, and it becomes publicly funded tax dollars that would go straight into Nancy Pelosi's campaign, straight into AOC's campaign, straight into my campaign. I don't want that. No Republican wants that, and my constituents don't want that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we would maybe like to see some things on spending reform. You know, when I look at Jim Jordan, I heard him speaking. I think he spoke right after you did, actually, on this. And he was saying, you know, a lot of this is about election integrity. And a lot of this is about fortifying the confidence of the American people in their election system. But they're also saying at the same time that the last election was flawless. So what the heck are we fixing with this 800-page bill?
Yeah, it's a very good point. And I was glad to have my good friend, Mr. Jordan, stand, you know, I gave him time to speak on this bill, and he made some very good points. He's right. For a party that has lived for the last 3 months demanding that we all acquiesce that there's zero fraud in any elections anywhere and everything's pristine, sure had a lot of pages in the law changes to really export the problems that we all saw, that America saw in the 2020 election cycle. Remember, a race in New York State was just called for a member of Congress a couple of weeks ago. Because of Democrats and their pandemic era policies that they put in place that now this bill would make permanent, that we go from election day to election months. That is wrong.
What do listeners have the ability to do right now about this? I'm sure contact their senators, as this is going to go into the Chuck Schumer, Kamala Harris controlled Senate. But there's a lot of outrage, and this did get passed pretty quickly in the House. What are people supposed to do now?
Well, always make a call. I know that Senator Blunt and Senator Hawley are going to be with us on this, but Senator Durbin and Senator Duckworth need to hear. They need to hear complaints. They need to hear that you're concerned. Frankly, it's that concern that the Democrat who voted with us against this 800-page bill, it's that concern that caused him to take away his support. And he was a co-sponsor of the bill, and he voted against it.
Yeah, that is something. We're speaking with Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois' 13th District. We're going to post this interview up so people can hear what you had to say about it. But I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about what's going on our southern border, because, you know, I just played a clip from Beto O'Rourke, of all people, who is suggesting that Governor Abbott has surrendered to coronavirus. And at the same time, I'm reading a New York Post article here that says that there are 108 illegal immigrants in Texas who have just tested positive in Texas for COVID, and they've been released into the state and they can roam around the country. Do we care about COVID, or is it all politics? Because people are starting to really get frustrated here.
It's all politics. And you don't have to look much further from the southern border to understand that COVID only matters when it doesn't. COVID only matters when it agrees with the left politically. Beto O'Rourke. Beto and I got elected together. Beto, I consider a friend, but he is completely off base. He is completely out of line. When they want to create an open border process that allows COVID infections, people coming over that really don't give a damn if you're wearing a mask or not, and come into our country, and we've got to then, you know, be like a bullfighter, ole, and let them on in, but instead, put your damn mask on in Texas, Beto? Seriously? Come on. People know that we're nearing the end of this pandemic. Because of President Trump's Operation Warp Speed, we have three vaccines that, even according to Dr. Fauci, are 100% effective against hospitalization. And we all know, I don't know anybody who has perished from this disease that was not hospitalized. We understand that. And we need to start looking ahead. And that is the key, Annie. And that's not what Beto O'Rourke or the lockdowners want.
You know, and I'll cite for you another colleague of yours from March 4th, 1 year ago, 2020. This is an Eric Swalwell tweet. All it says is stop wearing face masks, and then it hashtag coronavirus. You know, and I look at what was going on in the world at that time. There was a lot of attacks towards President Trump for some of his travel bans that he put into place, the way he was addressing coronavirus. But this also goes to show you that Americans, who are in large part just trying to do the right thing, they want this to be over more than anybody. There's been a lot of mixed messaging coming from our leaders, and in a very emphatic and demonstrative way. What do you say to your constituents right now in the state of Illinois who are still under a mandate by their governor, who has been very hands-on in the process in this state, unlike some of his neighbors?
Well, I think you need to look at the statistics, and we need to look at the science. When you look at states like Missouri, you look at states like Florida, and you look at others like South Dakota, run by my friend Christy Noe, they chose a different path. Their economies are growing, and really they're the numbers are similar across the board. And what we see is that we have to use the science. We're always yelled at as conservatives. Look at the science. Look at the science. Well, my message to the lockdowners like Governor Pritzker, look at the science. And let's make sure that we don't cripple our economy and cripple the next generation's ability to learn. We got to open our schools in Illinois. The teachers' unions cannot continue to keep kids out of school and give us an ever-increasing mental health issues with our school-age kids, rising suicide rates. Things like this need to be addressed. But instead, we're going to say, oh, let's be the mask vigilantes. Put two on. It might be six by the time we're done with this.
It might in Illinois. I want to ask you, I've heard some names, we've had some guests on of folks who are throwing their hat in the ring to challenge Governor Pritzker in the 2022 election. We've had a Mike Madigan resignation from his House seat. He's stepped down from leading the Democratic Party in the state of Illinois. And there are people on both sides of the aisles who are taxpayers in the state of Illinois who have had enough. What do you think stands for Illinois residents, voters, and constituents right now in the next 18 months? Seems like it has the potential to be a pretty transformative time.
You know, it really does. I think we're going to see a Republican governor. I think we're going to be able to see Republicans elected up and down the ticket in Illinois. Times are changing. People are frustrated. Parents are frustrated. And they're not ones who live and breathe politics and what's happening in Washington or Springfield like we do. Just want to make sure their kids are able to learn. They want to make sure that life gets back to normal, because we are going to have, according to President Biden, who I'm going to see here in about 10 minutes at the White House, according to President Biden, we should have access to a vaccine for every single American in a matter of less than 12 weeks. Plan ahead, get this economy open, get our schools open, and then we'll be able to talk about how we respond to future pandemics.
Congressman Davis, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, and we know you're a busy man. We want to thank you for the time today and encourage people to connect with you and communicate to the rest of their senators who are going to be looking down their nose at this H.R. 1 bill and potentially passing it. It'd be very, very big deal for the country if it passes and that those contacts.
You know it would, Annie, and I got to remind you, H.R. 1, when it was debated in the last Congress, that's when I stood up for Nickelback.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. You're exactly right. You really. Yeah, Katie, put it up. Turn it up. We've had it for you. We've always got it keyed up for you. If anything good came out of H.R. 1, it was the resurgence of the popularity of Nickelback with Congressman Roddy Davis. We're so glad to have you here, Congressman. Thank you for the time.
You too, Annie.
We'll
see you guys
soon.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.